With satellites in operation, there is also a large increase in the communication capability. But when considered in the massive Indian context, there is large leeway to be made up in the communications infrastructure. In respect of power, the gap is perhaps still larger and growing. Per capita annual consumption of energy is 479 kg. This is 479 kg of oil. This is much small a figure. Although comparisons with developed countries are of little help in projecting shortfalls, as these roughly indicate the distance yet to be covered. The consumption of energy per capita in Canada is 7,930 kg. In the USA, it is 7,806 kg. And in Sweden, it is 5,869 kg. And Australia, 5,484 kg. The inadequacy is also sharply brought out by the fact that as yet large many villages remain without electricity. The second shortcoming is inappropriate mix. There is again a greater inadequacy in respect of some infrastructural facilities. In the development of inland waterways, for instance, much remains to be done. Road transport, the most important medium for the village development, is still very insufficient in respect of both surface roads and vehicles fit for agricultural operations. Electricity generation capacity is far less than needed. For this reason, the diesel-run vehicles and machines like pump sets, locomotives, etc. are currently wasting the precious liquid fuel. Again, within the power sector, the coal-based thermal stations, for which we have large resources, are not producing enough to raise their contributions. So is the case of installations based on new inexhaustible sources like sun, wind, etc. These two are far less than the potential. Technological gaps in adaptation of the latest techniques of advanced countries in fostering indigenous technologies and in innovating techniques are much too much. There is again much inadequacy of infrastructure in the field of technology for the promotion of activities for the uplift of the weaker sections, for backward areas, for dry lands and small farming, etc. The third shortcoming is inefficient use. Another shortcoming of considerable importance is the fact that the existing infrastructure is both underutilized and improperly used. Sometimes there is an inadequate demand due to failures in other sectors, or there is a lack of proper coordination in other sectors in respect of their demands. This results in idle capacity of the infrastructure. Quite often, the inefficiency is caused by the inadequacy in the maintenance, that is repairs, replacements, etc., of the infrastructure. This weakness is to be seen particularly in respect of such transport modes as roads, bridges and shipping. Quite many installations have become weak in their output for lack of modernization or upgradation of their technology. There are again inefficient handling of these, as for example of ships, because of inadequate and or lack of certain facilities at ports, etc. Now we have covered the serious shortcomings of infrastructure in India. Those are the small size of infrastructure, inappropriate mix and the inefficient use. Now we'll look about the suggested remedies. In view of the above mentioned shortcomings, it is necessary that the growth of infrastructure is accelerated and its quality upgraded. These objectives can be achieved by increasing investments in this sector and by improving its performance. First point is increasing investment. The first and the foremost solution lies in sharply stepping up of investment in infrastructure. This measure alone will help in raising significantly the growth rate of the economy. A study of the World Bank shows that in large many countries, it has been found that a 1% rise in infrastructure goes with a 1% increase in the gross domestic product, that is GDP. The growth rate may even be higher in a country like India, where shortages of infrastructure in several fields like power, ports, irrigation, etc. are hindering the expansion of many activities across the economy. The investments in this sector has so far been about 5.5% of GDP during the late 1980s and early 1990s. Future investment needs are projected to be much higher to make up the inadequacies of the past, as also to meet the additional demands created by rapid urbanization and for pushing up the growth rate of the economy to 8% and above. One estimate puts the investment required at about 4,000 to 4,500 billion rupees. That is equivalent to 115 to 130 billion dollars, US dollars, over the next 5 years, and about rupees 7,500 billion, that is equivalent to 215 billion dollars, during 2001 and 2002 to 2005 and 2006. In providing for the infrastructure, the public sector will have to be the major contributor because of such reasons as large and lumpiness of capital investment, long gestation periods, externalities, high risk and low rates of return. However, the traditional view that the government should have the monopoly in this sector is no longer tenable now. One reason is the technological innovations which permit the construction of different segments of infrastructure services like bridges.